Star Wars 7x7, episode 3536. It's a Spinner Saturday, and it's going to be a Spinner Sunday tomorrow as well. So we're going to take this weekend to look at, well, you know, it's not necessarily two story arcs, it's one big story, but conveniently, it can be divided in half. So we're going to talk about the High Republic adventures from Phase 2 of the ginormous High Republic Storytelling Initiative, go through the plot of what happened there. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voiled, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we haven't done a Spinner Saturday or Spinner Sunday for a little while, I think it is, but we're going to do that this weekend, and we're going to focus on the High Republic. We haven't talked a lot about Phase 2 storytelling, but we're going to get some of that covered and, you know, do that very neatly over the next couple of days. So the High Republic Adventures, that's the series that used to be with IDW that transferred to Dark Horse Comics for Phase 2 and beyond of the High Republic Storytelling Initiative. High Republic Adventures is the series that's written by Daniel Jose Older. And for today and tomorrow, we're going to talk about the 8 issues that were published for Phase 2 storytelling. We'll talk about the first 4 today and the second 4 tomorrow. They will be full spoiler podcasts, so there's your fair warning right there. Now, as far as Phase 2 of the High Republic overall goes, there's kind of like, you know, 2 halves of it, basically. There's Wave 1, which was before the Battle of Jeddah, and Wave 2, which was after the Battle of Jeddah. And the Battle of Jeddah takes place neatly in the middle of things. As far as the High Republic Adventures goes, most of it takes place leading right up to the Battle of Jeddah, and then some of it takes place just in the aftermath thereof. So really kind of neatly right between the 2 waves of Phase 2. And we'll do both of the episodes in our patented 7 takeaway breakdown format. So here we go. For takeaway 1, we're starting off the story with Sav Maligan, who is a character that Daniel Jose Older invented and brought to us in Phase 1 of High Republic Storytelling. Now we're seeing a younger Sav, 15 years old at this point, who doesn't necessarily feel like, you know, their place in the Jedi Order is, you know, the right place for them. She's stationed at the Jedi Temple on Takadana, and she's been violating curfews at night to go to Maz Kanata's castle and hang out with the denizens there, get the whole pirate vibe immersion. And for a second takeaway, we'll talk about the night of the inciting incident, which is a night where none other than Dexter Jetster is at the castle. He's telling stories and then decides, all right, I gotta go, and takes off. And Sav is just kind of taken with his storytelling and is already thinking about how, you know, she can become legendary someday, and thinks that Dex might have something to say about that. So she follows Dex, but Dex is actually leaving because he's on a mission. There's been some pirate hunter that was in Maz's castle, and he wants to know what the pirate hunter is up to. And it turns out that the pirate hunter is investigating a lead that he had about some group called the Denk Grax. These folks were introduced to us at Star Wars Celebration a while back, so it's fun to actually see them being brought to fruition in this comic series. Maz Kanata will later describe them as a bunch of force rejects, but also thinks that they are very vicious and not to be taken lightly. And something's going on with them. They're planning something. There's a multi-organizational gathering that they're involved in, but they end up getting away. And so Maz is having a ship tracked, and they decide to go after them, Maz and her crew, and Sav gets invited to be part of the crew. For our third takeaway, we'll talk about the fact that they find this other ship, which is apparently an ancient Tund ship. So there was previous mention in other, like back at Star Wars Celebration, and also I think this even goes back to Rogue One, one of the Force cults, the Sorcerers of Tund or something like that. So the ship seems to be abandoned, so most of Maz's crew tries to go onto the ship to get some information on what the Denk Grax might be up to, but it turns out it's a trap because the Denk Grax are aware that Maz's crew has boarded it, and they decide to go take over Maz's ship. So there's a firefight in space around that, and ultimately the pirate hunter shows up, and everybody's like, we don't want anything to do with the pirate hunter, so they all take off. But the weird thing about this Tund ship is that You have to have some force powers to be able to activate the thing. Sav has been quote-unquote undercover because she's not supposed to be out beyond curfew. She hasn't been telling anyone she was a Jedi. Dex saw it because, you know, in the firefight in the forest on Takadana, they, you know, had to, you know, defend themselves. And Sav took out her lightsabers and was like, you know, you can't tell anybody about this. And Dex didn't tell Maz, but Maz figured it out anyway. Maz knew who she was. For a fourth takeaway, I'll talk about the fact that not all of Maz's crew had gone on to this Dankrak ship. There's still one crew member left there. Because the Dankraks actually are from, you know, various force cults or whatever, they have some sensitivity, so they're aware that there's still a crew member in the ship, and they decide not to do something about it. The leader of the Dankraks is Arkik Vun, I believe it is, and he's like, yeah, I'm counting on the fact that they're going to try and reach Maz and let Maz know that, you know, we're heading to this particular planet for, you know, for various underhanded business dealings. In the meantime, while Maz and company are cooling their heels and investigating the ship and waiting to hear from that other crewmate, Maz has to reach out to her Jedi master, who's probably wondering where she's been all this time and is trying to explain without explaining, and also trying to pretend that the transmission is bad and making static noises with her mouth. And the master's totally on her and is like, you're making static noises with your mouth. So there's definitely some fun stuff that happens in the story too. For our fifth point, we get to this hidden depot place and we find out that what the Dankraks are doing is trying to get a bunch of these ships that are called eviscerators that apparently only force users are able to operate, and may also be, you know, very bad for anybody who is, you know, caught in the gun sights of these eviscerators or anything like that. And the reason why it's happening is because the Dankraks are working with the Graf family. So if you remember from previous conversations, or if you heard this elsewhere, there are two sort of big prospecting, hyperspace prospecting families and businesses in the galaxy during Phase 2. One of them is the Santeca family. Yes, Lor Santeca from The Force Awakens, remember him? And then there's the Graf family. And comparatively speaking, the Grafs are the dirty, underhanded, conniving ones, and the Dankraks are working with the Grafs for a purpose that will become evident soon enough. So, you know, like, you know, they're bad enough already. It's worse that they're doing something in concert with the Grafs. For our sixth point, Maz and company take the old, you know, tunned Dankrak ship to this hidden depot, and the Dankraks get word that that ship is there, and so they, you know, bail out on the deal and go to capture that ship again and end up kidnapping Maz Kanata herself. And so Sav, who got into the middle of the dealings between the Dankraks and the guy who was selling these eviscerator ships, Sav decides to pretend that she wants to be part of the Dankraks and not work for the Graf family like she'd been passing herself off as, and manages to steal one of the eviscerators and goes to try to join the Dankraks, which she seems to be able to do, but yeah, we'll find out that there's more to that that will be revealed eventually. And for a seventh and final takeaway, we find out that the Grafs have employed the Dankraks to head to Jeddah to cause some sort of mischief and mayhem. And by the time everybody gets there, the mischief and mayhem has already begun. The Battle of Jeddah is in full swing by the time that everybody in the story arrives there at the end of issue 4, which is the halfway point in the High Republic Adventures series 2, covering phase 2 of the High Republic. And that's what I've got for you in our little seven takeaway breakdown covering those first 4 issues. And so that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast as well. If you enjoy the podcast, there are 3 things that you can do. Very easy things to help more people add this daily dose of Star Wars joy to their lives. You can leave a rating or review on your favorite app if you haven't done that already. You can hit a subscribe or a like or a join or a follow button, whatever the app calls it, if you haven't done that. And you can tell your friends. And if you've already done that, you can tell them again. And that does help more people find this Daily Dose of Star Wars joy. And you can even go one step further if you want. You can actually help support the creation and production of this Star Wars podcast and of me as the one-man show behind it. You can do that at patreon.com/SW7X7. The two sevens in there are both numbers, 7X7. And thank you so much to all the patrons who already help support the creation and production of this show. I could not do it without you. Just, yeah, with that and the emotional support that provides too. So it just remains for me to say for today, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. As always, I may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.